fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 19th day of January, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with a pledge, I'm proud to say. It's still legal in all 50 states, even California, believe it or not. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The appropriate tip of the day is to work on your physical fitness. That would be your aerobic strength, your anaerobic strength, and your stretching flexibility. Those are all 3 very important. I do my stretching and anaerobics every morning myself, and I encourage everybody to do the same thing. If you're starting on a new program, physical program, you have any health issues, check with your healthcare professional so you don't overdo it and hurt yourself. That would be a smart thing to do. All right, we have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution. His company that he owns manufactures a complete line of water filters, including the ReadyPure countertop stainless steel water filter, which instead of the very fragile, and I know it's fragile because I've seen these things break myself, plastic spigots that Berkey's have, Kirk has a solid metal one on his. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm one of those people you mentioned early on that's doing a new fitness program here for 2023. And all I'm right. 3 days now into my cleanse.
Okay.
And it's been a phenomenal experience.
Outstanding. Well, I'm glad
I feel a
that.
Lot better. I've lost about 6 pounds just in 3 days.
Outstanding. Well, I'm an investigator. I can help you find those 6 if you need help finding them.
No, we'll leave them out there. I can bring them back anytime I want. Thank you to the local pizza place.
All you need is a quart of ice cream and take care of that.
Yeah, I'm well weaned off the ice cream, thank God.
I don't keep it in the house. Once every week or two, I'll have a dish of ice cream, but I'll keep it in the house because if it's here, I'll eat it up.
Yep.
Anyway, Kirk, the big news, in my opinion, there's lots of big news, but some of the really big news has to do with the Federal Aviation Administration changing the guidelines for who is physically fit and who is not physically fit to be a pilot of an aluminum tube with 300 people behind them,
right?
Commercial airline pilots, right, with the EKGs. This is so new. We're just now learning about this week. It was published publicly in October with, of course, it's probably in the Federal Register, which that's, I'm very familiar with the Federal Register, by the way. But we didn't find out about it until this week. So the cardiac experts, the medical doctors, the scientists are reviewing what this means. But even in my non-medical professional brain, I know it's not right. I know they've changed who they're determined to be healthy and who they determined not to be healthy. Before this change in October, a pilot with an EKG of a certain level would not be allowed to fly and pilot an aircraft. Now they are.
Yeah. I don't need to know anything more.
No, I agree. I mean, I think just in general, everything that makes life worse, you know, for everybody in this country, or unsafe for everybody in this country, are things that they approve and push. And those things that make us more secure and free are obviously, you know, kept in the background. And this just fits right in with that. And I think, too, that, you know, my concern is this. You know, I know the pilots are certainly a big concern. My concern is also the maintenance and the age of a lot of the aircraft. And knowing as I do, you know, what companies will try to do when times are tough, it's just human nature. I think that it's a scary situation. I think flying is going to become more and more scary as we move forward because of those issues. You know, the pilot health, you know, probably the biggest. But I think the maintenance and the equipment, for me anyway, is a big issue.
Well, we have lots of checks on maintenance. I've known several FAA-certified airframe and power plant mechanics, one a very dear friend of mine. Another I knew casually who I think was directly responsible for several people dying in an aircraft that he was maintaining. But there's checks and balances on the maintenance of the aircraft that is almost flawless. Not quite, but almost flawless. And, of course, the planes have that diagnostics to check themselves these days before they ever leave the tarmac. And the age of the craft is an issue. Locally, we had an F-15 on maneuvers. I live under a military training area here that's designated by the FAA in purple on the charts. And it's been about 6 or 8 years ago this F-15 was doing its workout, and one of the wings just fell off. The pilot survived. He had a back injury. I'm not sure what his condition is, if he was able to return to flying. But the wing fell off. The plane fell to the ground. Friends of mine were on the scene with ATVs relatively quickly to secure the site where the aircraft hit the ground. But it turned out the airframe in the F-15 had corroded to the point where it lost the strength to hold the wing on.
Incredible.
So anyway, getting back to the pilots, I flew 57 combat missions as a crew member. I've got about 20 hours official in the logbook as a trainee and about another 20 hours unofficially. So I know a little bit more about flying than the average person who doesn't have that experience. And I can tell you from my limited experience, the only thing difficult about flying an airplane is landing it. That's where the real challenge is. That's where the real skill is. And I'm not worried about a pilot dropping over dead while they're flying between Paris and New York. I'm worried about them passing out moments before the plane actually lands, when they slump over the controls and there's no time to pull that 200-pound man off the controls before
right
hitting the tarmac.
Right.
That's the critical point.
Makes sense.
These continental, intercontinental flights, they have at least three pilots, so one guy can take a rest. All the rest of the flights have two pilots. So there's always a pilot in command, and a co-pilot ready to instantly take over. But instantly takes more than a fraction of a second when a 200-pound man is slumped over the controls. That's a major concern. there's going to be more come out on this. My belief is that what's happened, Kirk, is so many pilots were failing their EKGs that they had to do something to keep the planes flying. That's why they did this, don't you think?
Yeah, now, an EKG, is that testing the sequencing of the heartbeat? Is that
right.
Is that measuring, precisely, you know, how carefully monitored and calculated it is?
It,
or,
it measures,
or the strength of it? Is it all those things?
Well, they measure the beat of the heart in seconds, in microseconds, whatever it is. And they can determine the health of the heart from this measurement. It's been around. I haven't looked into it too deep. Probably since the mid-1960s. We don't know exactly. Not that it matters all that much. But it's changing everything. This is a really big deal and a really scary deal. Quite frankly, I'll never fly commercial unless I have no option. In fact, I had a private consultation scheduled for Dominican Republic, and I was going to fly private aircraft down there and back until I found out I would have to take a COVID test on the way back to get back into the country, since Dominican Republic is considered a third world country. So I declined the offer to go down there and do the consultation with this gentleman. It may still happen, but it won't be in Dominican Republic. It'll be here in the States. Anyway, Kirk, we have lots of issues going on. The meeting in Davos, Switzerland is taking place right now. A lot of reporting going on about that. Tucker Carlson reported last night that the ladies of the night are charging $2,500 per
that.
Night for their expertise.
Crazy.
And it's wild. More than 1,000 private aircraft. I don't know where they're parking all these planes at Davos. I guess they had a large parking area for all these aircraft.
I guess.
And they think they're going to change the world. We got a caller here, one of my wife's favorite callers. That would be Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Kurt. It's always good to hear you on here.
Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to chime in a little bit. Jane Ruby, who's on the Stu Peters show, she's a cardiologist, and she did a kind of an in-depth review on this subject, I think, just yesterday.
What did she say? That's wonderful.
Well, she says that these EKGs, that they've lowered the level almost to the level of where they would be required to have a heart monitor or a some kind of heart operation. She said it's a dangerous level that they've lowered these to. So, yeah, I suggest that people who want to know more about the subject look at it, because she does kind of an in-depth interview at the very beginning. She goes through how an EKG works and what it measures and all this. It's a little, actually, I found it a little tedious and boring, but she finally gets to the real meat of the situation, and she does say that she thinks, in her opinion as a cardiologist, she thinks that they're dangerously close to levels that would require the person to be considered for some type of heart, an operation or some kind of, what do they call them, a pacemaker or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, all that stuff. So they're lowered the levels to kind of a pretty dangerous level, for what it sounds like to me. I'm not a doctor or anything.
Right. Well,
but yeah.
That's what we need, is the expertise of a cardiologist to step in here. And thank goodness she did that with Stu Peters. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Anyway, that's about all I wanted to say. I thought I'd chime in there a little bit, because I thought it was, when I saw it yesterday, I thought, this would be good information for people to know. And I posted the video, in a few locations where people could pick up on it. And so I wanted to share that information with you, too.
Well, thank you, Charlie. That is a good information. We appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay. This is the kind of information I knew would come out relatively quickly. It's only been a few days. Dr. Jane Ruby has an excellent reputation as a cardiologist. Stu Peters does an excellent job finding people like that and interviewing them. Of course, Stu Peters' documentary is linked on my website, Died Suddenly. And he only gave himself a very few minutes in the documentary. which is unusual for a guy that has control over it, not to give himself more airtime, but he didn't. He turned over most of the airtime to these embalmers discussing and demonstrating what they're pulling out of people's arteries and veins, these scary, disgusting clot-like substances that are killing people. We're getting back to Dr. Ruby. This is not going to inspire confidence in the traveling public. People are still going to travel because most people won't be aware of this, will they, Kirk?
I guess not. I haven't flown since 2019. I assume you're in the same boat. I'm not going to do it until I feel more comfortable, you know, with what's going on overall. You know, I think things can happen, you know, at any point now. We see that the petrodollar is going away, which we knew was going to happen. And that may, in fact, be a big trigger, you know, for an economic issue here, you know, more than what we're seeing now.
Right.
The ever-increasing inflation. I just think, I mean, I feel very uneasy. You know, there were three or four key people that were not at the Davos event. They checked out at the last minute, you know, including Bill Gates. And and Klaus Schwab. So I think, you know, something's going on. We felt it for a long time. And I think we're seeing it, you know, come to fruition now for sure. Just, you know, too many things happening out there in the market. Do you see that the latest about how Hunter Biden was actually staying at his father's house in Wilmington during the time that these documents were purportedly left there? Did you see that tie-in?
Well, that house is a money laundering operation.
Right, right. But I mean, they have pictures of him in the Corvette, you know, with these young, you know, teenage girls, and it's just the whole thing is just bizarre. Totally bizarre.
Well, the Bidens needed a way to transfer money from Hunter to the big guy, Father Joe, and have it be accountable for tax purposes. So that's how they did it. They used the house rental fee as a money laundering operation. I'm sure it's a nice house, but it's not worth $50,000 a month.
No. And they've seen now through the forensic accounting that money was actually spent by Hunter elsewhere. It was not spent evidently on that house, or that may be fake news, you know, that they've injected to steer people off the path. I mean, you may be right, you know, with what you're suggesting, but either way, I mean, there's a lot of crazy stuff going. This whole tie in with this 3.5-carat diamond that purportedly was worth, you know, $100,000, and all these different things involving the Chinese, and, you know, this temporal energy company that went out of business, you know, soon after, you know, this period, and that's the company that gave Hunter, I think, $5 million, you know, over a 2-year. What I find so interesting is this was 2017, so this was actually a year after Trump had won the presidency, when all this was happening. And, you know, you have to wonder why they would think that Biden would still have all that influence in that time, were it not for the fact that they absolutely knew that he was going to be reelected or elected in 2020. So I just a lot of stuff going on that just really almost turns the stomach, you know, in terms of what we believe to be true, which we now find out is absolutely not true, you know, including a lot of the, you know, underpinnings and things that we like to take a stand on.
Right.
We find that they're really not there, you know.
Another bit of major news is Saudi Arabia is dumping the dollar in terms of trading for oil. That is huge. The largest wealth transfer in recorded history was a transfer of wealth from the United States to Saudi Arabia.
Sure.
The past 40-something years. And Nixon cut a deal with the Saudi kingdom there to protect Saudi Arabia in exchange for them only accepting dollars before their oil. Well, that deal's done. They're finished with that. There's a lot of bizarre things going on. Saudi Arabia is allied with Israel, which brings up another whole topic. I never expected to see that happen, but that deal's been cut. I've been talking more with Steve Bannoun at my request. Steve has contacted his contacts in Israel, and we'll be talking. I'll be on with Steve. We're recording a show for Steve's program Sunday, and this coming Tuesday. I don't want to steal my own thunder, so we'll let that go until Tuesday for Steve to give his revelations about what's going on in Israel. Our next caller here, Kirk, and we got a break coming up. Lane in Texas. Good morning, Lane.
Good morning, gentlemen. I've got a comment. I tried to call in the end of the third hour yesterday on your show.
We have a break. Hold on, Lane. We got a break. We got a break, Lane. Hold on.
Big Pharma and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution, where you get a very nice $100 discount on each piece of equipment. There's a panel at my website for Water Revolution to check out all their excellent products. Lane, let's hear your question or comment, sir.
Yes, yesterday, like I said, I tried to get in toward the end of the third hour, and we're already booked up for time. But there was a caller in the, I guess it was the last half hour of the show, that said that somewhere close to Buffalo, New York, there was an aircraft hangar that been covered, that there were, I guess you could say, maybe a large cache of M4, M16s, and they got there, been delivered privately, a private aircraft from Afghanistan or something like that, and they were there, and then the caller also tied in that there were these presumably illegal Colombians coming up, and they were going to make their way to Buffalo, New York. I guess the story goes from there, they were going to be handed weapons, and there's going to be some sort of military event after that. And that might be true, but the first thing I thought of, being a longtime shortwave listener way before internet, back in 94, 95, that there was a similar story where in Long Beach, where all the container ships come in, and as a matter of routine, every 100th or 200th container ship, they just open to see what's, you know, kind of a security check. They opened one up, and it had 2,000 AK-47s. And then the story was that, and this is all by, you know, very hush-hush, undisclosed person giving the information, if they were going to be given to the gangs like MS-13, Bloods, Crips, biker gangs, and they were going to give them to these guys to go in when the house-to-house confiscation of weapons starts. Anyway, it goes there, and then we've had stories of warehouses full of guillotines being spotted, and you know, all these crazy stories. Maybe they're true, but I haven't. I think you've even commented on the guillotine story. You've seen nothing to support that, but you know, I don't know if these stories are fear mongering or what.
Is there a question in there, Lane?
Well, it was no more a question than the caller yesterday. He's calling to report on what he heard. I'm calling to report about what he said.
Okay. All right.
Any comment? Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's been multiple reports of automatic weapons coming from various parts of the world being intercepted, which is probably less than 5% of the ones that are actually coming in illegally to be used at some future date. That's just, for me, it's just a fact of life that these weapons are coming in, the illegal aliens are coming in, many of whom will probably be an invasion force if and when the time comes. Kirk, you got any follow-up before we move on?
I think that every one of these things, you know, has its basis in truth. I think that, you know, all the wheels are turning against us, you know, the freedom-loving Americans. And I think we need to take great care, you know, over the next weeks and months to make sure that we're fully ready and fully prepared. You know, I wanted to ask you, John, did you see that article 2 days ago about how Klaus Schwab issued some kind of an edict saying that he didn't want any vaccinated pilots to fly into Davos? Did you see that?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. It's been widely circulated. Right.
Crazy. Crazy. I mean, it's just insane.
They're going to take care of their own, obviously.
Sure.
These commercial pilots, if they are frugal with their money, they retire as millionaires. They do quite well financially. And they build a lifestyle and a financial set of obligations that are dependent on that income continuing. So they got the clout shot. I'm sure many of them figured out that the clout shot could be potentially harmful, but they salaries that they make is something that they didn't want to give up
from
the salary
and
the pension. It was too much incentive for them to do the right thing and walk away from the clout shot. That's very unfortunate.
But the level of hypocrisy is just insane. I mean, the fact that they pitched and preached this, you know, so hard for 2 years, and now they're saying, by the way, anybody that, you know, that's a pilot
and,
that wants to fly.
I should say, I should tell Lane, thank you. I should tell Lane, thank you for your call, Lane. Yeah, appreciate it.
Let me say one more thing. I just hope they're dumb enough to do something like this with all these illegals on these machine guns, because I don't know about you, but Texans would consider that a fun day, taking these guys out. But who knows? We'll have to wait and see.
I guess we will. Okay, Lane, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. Got a break coming up here in less than 2 minutes. You have any specials or any new products or anything to tell us about?
We do. It's $150 off now on the Ready Pure, exclusively for all the John Moore Radio listeners. So you can knock $150 off the price that you see online, and that would be available at libertymanwater.com.
All right. Well, that's some incentive. People like a deal. People like incentives like that and discounts. And I'm sure that will be taken advantage of by many of our listeners.
Right. And we're also noticing a huge increase in the orders for our whole house Helix Energizer device, which creates a vibrant micro-clustered water throughout the whole home. And very, very affordable, very easy to install. And you can see that on the website as well.
Outstanding. We have a bottom of the hour break. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I might think I to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. You just heard about a wood-burning stove, 75% efficient. My company manufactures a stove, 99.5% efficient. I can say something that these other guys can't. A wood-burning stove with no smoke. Seriously. Liberator rocket heaters have no smoke. There's a couple of competitors that are in a similar category as Liberator. They cost twice as much and have electronics. Ours are very price competitive, have no smoke, and check out the Liberator rocket heaters at thelibertyman.com. If you have issues with joint pain, back pain, arthritis, check out the Energy Cleaner, my home business. When you place your order, I personally box it up. I take it to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, where they have an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for $13 on Friday evenings, and it goes out priority mail. The Energy Cleaner will help you. There's about a 1% chance it won't. That's why I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. You can place your order right there at my website for your Energy Cleaner, your mattress pad that goes with it, or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. They'd be glad to take your order That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Ready Pure Water Revolution, manufacturing the Ready Pure water filter, which for the John Moore listeners is on sale for $150 off. That's a major savings, and this may be the time for people to buy one and just leave it unopened in the box for a high quality, high value barter item, couldn't they, Kirk? Hello, Kirk.
I'm here. Oh. Sorry. Yeah, I think that's a very, very smart move. If there's better barter items out there, I'm not sure what they would be. I mean, just think about this, folks. Anytime the electric goes down, you're not going to have access to clean water through your tap. Most people won't have it through their well. And the Ready Pure is a great way to take any groundwater, even from your swimming pool, and turn it into, you know, great, healthy, potable water.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, water is not optional. We hear every Monday we have my friend Andrew with us, Andrew representing EMP Shield, and he frequently quotes the government statistic, the government study, that 9 out of 10 Americans will be dead in 1 year following an EMP attack. Dead from what? Dead from drinking bad water.
Yep.
That's
absolutely
exactly it. Dead from drinking bad water. Well, Kirk, I was reading about what's going on in Canada with the anti-gun legislation. We've got three provinces up there who are standing up to the Canadian central government and saying, we're not going to enforce your edicts to confiscate basically almost all firearms.
Right.
And that's probably shocking to the central government, don't you think?
I don't know. I mean, you know, we see the same thing happening here in America. I mean, now they're talking about, you know, these added edicts that become laws without normal, you know, legal precedent, things like, you know, disallowing the additional stocks that people have put on, you know, handguns, pistols. They've said that that now is illegal. And you know, you've got, I don't know, 120 days to respond, or you become a, you know, a felon, you know, this kind of crazy stuff going on. And we just need to stand up and fight against that. I mean, you know, Canada's always been way ahead of us. I was speaking yesterday with a doctor who's been a client for almost 12 years down in Florida, and he's a Canadian. He moved here maybe 25 years ago. I guess he's probably a dual citizen at this point. But anyway, he said it's basically a communist country at this point, you know, with what they're doing and how they're doing it. So it's not shocking to me at all.
It's disappointing. I haven't had that much interaction with Canadians. They have a different attitude about life in general than Americans do. We Americans are closer in terms of culture and attitude to Australians than we are Canadians, from my observation.
Right.
But it's a shame that our neighbors to the north are undergoing this situation with Fidel Castro's bastard son being the president of the country. And hopefully the conservatives in Canada will be able to do the right thing, get rid of the communists and reestablish a republic up there. That would be exactly what we need, wouldn't it, Kirk?
Yeah, I think, but like you said, you know, the nature of the attitude up there is different than it is here. And I'm not sure that they've got the, you know, the strong-willed independent following, you know, like we do here in America. To make that happen, it would be wonderful, but I don't have my heart set on it. That's for sure.
Right, right. Your question or comment? We've got open lines at 512-248-8252. Well, Kirk, I know you don't read the local obituaries. We've talked about that before, but do you have any awareness of increased funerals and deaths in your neighborhood?
Not that I've seen here, but again, we have a very, very sparsely, you know, populated county. And quite frankly, we've been so busy, you know, at the home front that we haven't done a lot of traveling. And in fact, there's weeks that go by where I don't even leave the property. So I'm really not sure. It certainly seems like 2 years ago, you see more of the funeral signs and funeral processions than I had in the past. But I don't have accurate numbers to represent that. But I can only assume that, you know, I mean, just judging by the number of personal friends that I've lost, you know, in the last year, I would assume that that's the case everywhere. I don't think it's demographic. I think it's happening.
No, it's pretty much 40% increase in fatalities nationwide across the board. It's very disturbing by itself, but it's concentrated in working age adults, not the children, not the elderly who are no longer in the workforce, but the increased deaths are people from 20 to 60 years old, which is the bulk of our people that work in this country. That makes it even scarier, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And not only that, but you've got the marriage rate, obviously, is way down. There's tons more single mothers, as an example, than there used to be. Not that I have anything against that, but it's just a statistic. And the number of women that are choosing not to marry is huge. I mean, we've seen 20% declines and 20% increases in that regard just in the last 4 or 5 years. And that's a scary proposition, because if we don't have, the 2.6 or whatever that number is, reproduction, we can't maintain the population. And then we see most of the new population being replaced by, less than normal immigrants, coming into the system. I mean, we see people piling in, through Mexico from South America. And, many of them don't hold the same values that we do here, that we were raised on. So we see a real shift and a real change, in the demographics here, which is only going to hurt us, in my opinion, moving forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, our conversations always lead back to the same thing. Families taking personal responsibility for themselves, for their health and well-being, establishing a homegrown food supply with chickens and a garden, making sure they've got a proprietary source of water, whatever that might be, separate away from any government source of water, a way to independently keep your home warm without the power grid. These are all doable things. It takes some time, maybe a little bit of money, but it can be done, can't it, Kirk?
Absolutely. I mean, and also, along those lines, I mean, I remember seeing a video probably 15 or 20 years ago showing the Dalai Lama, or an actor playing the Dalai Lama, pouring the tea into the teacup for the student. I wonder if you saw that. And he just keeps pouring the water, and it keeps overflowing and overflowing and makes a mess all over this, beautiful wooden table. And he looks at the student. He says, if you've got a lot of bad information built up inside, you just don't have the room, to take in the true stuff. And I think that's the case, for many of us with our health. And that's why the cleansing periodically is so vital. I mean, especially now, with these suspect medications and things we see, I mean, it is so vital to keep the body cleansed. And one of the biggest things that we see with our energized water is the increase in cleansing ability. I had another testimony come in yesterday from a client a new client that was referred by a doctor that purchased our Alka Purity system at the Black Friday special, just raving about the results that she's seen just in a few weeks. And she's already referred a few other folks, to us. And this is the kind of thing that you see, with this water, because the water is such an important part of the body. And, we all grew up believing that, water is either clean or it's not. And, some people have got contaminants and others have cleaner water, maybe well water, or so we think. But the problem is that much of this water that we drink in the house is vastly different from how it is when it comes out of a fresh moving stream or a deep well spring. And everything we've done at Water Revolution in the last 13 years has been to design equipment that creates a water profile like what you would find in a fast moving stream that has that kind of kinetic energy. And that's why we've got so many doctors on board with us, because they see the results that the patients have. And so, consequently, we make, commercial systems available that health professionals and other people with a traffic business can actually create a water store inside of their business. And it's very reasonable compared to the amount of profit that you can make. I mean, not to mention the good that you can do. And I just think water is such an important thing. And we also get testimonies every week from people that have our ReadyPure device, which is that emergency gravity fed unit that John mentioned. And then, because of the antioxidant cartridges that we hang on the bottom of the main filtration, you're able to experience that antioxidant water in that low cost device as well. So a lot of options for people. But I would think cleanse, for the first quarter of 2023, because we've all got stuff impacted in our system, and we need to get that out for sure, so that our immune functions and everything can work, at their optimum.
It sounds like you're doing a detox, Kirk. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's kind of like a juice fast. I mean, I'm eating a little bit of solid food, but it's limited pretty much to cottage cheese and some fruit. And I cheat once in a while, you know, with a half a slice of bread just because I can't stand, you know, not having the carbs. But it's amazing what you can do. And then the coffee enema is a big part of that. I know that's kind of a private subject, but I'll tell you what, if you're looking to clean yourself out, I mean, that is the way to do it. And we've got a new program coming out here, hopefully early in February, that's going to include that coffee enema product inside of this package that we're building around this juice drink that we've created in our lab. And it's absolutely phenomenal. I mean, it's basically a mixture of organic fruit powder with a very, very strong green food formula. And you can add a little probiotic in there as well, although it isn't mandatory. And that's going to really work well. I mean, you don't even feel hungry throughout the day, and you just find that you're often, you know, getting rid of, for many people, I mean, many colonic people will tell you that sometimes people have impacted stuff that can be, you know, in the body for up to a decade, which is just incredible. And you think about that. I mean, how clogging that is, you know, to the needed respiratory function, because, you know, you could have the greatest lifestyle in the world, but if you've got poison and toxin trapped inside of your body that can't get out, it's going to reveal itself in many ways. I mean, you've got skin breakouts, you've got headaches, you've got general sluggishness. I mean, all of these things, major diseases too. And we've all heard that many major diseases can start, you know, in the colon. And this is absolutely true. I mean, we've got many, many doctors, you know, behind what we do here for that single reason, because they see the results that people have in their practice.
All right. All right. That's all. That's wonderful information. Great information, Kirk. Once again, to revisit what I was saying a moment ago, families need to take responsibility for their own well-being. Government's not going to be there for you, not in ways that you're going to like anyway. And the time to get started is now. First month of the year, people are making plans for the rest of the year. There's different names for that, but I have my own set of goals, and every family should have their own goals that are realistic and achievable, shouldn't they, Kirk?
Yeah, I mean, and the other thing too, John, I mean, many of our plans, you know, at our homestead were made 10 years ago, and we've followed through with much of that, although we're still behind with what we want. But anybody new getting started, I think, would be foolish not to take advantage of the consulting services that you offer, because you've got such an experienced eye, you know, and everybody's property is different. I mean, there's certain things on my property that I can't change, you know, things like how the landscape is and how the approach would be, you know, from the road. So we have to take measures, you know, to secure keeping those things in mind. And I'm sure it's different for everybody's property. I'm sure that's one of the things that you look at first, John.
When you're there.
And so I just think, I mean, take advantage of all that John has to offer, because it's there for your benefit, not his.
Absolutely. You know the private consultations are always a lot of fun for me. The clients always get a lot out of them. I mentioned earlier in the show the client in the Dominican Republic. So it's an international clientele, and something I always look forward to, because helping people is really my goal. And that's a way I can give people direct, very important direct help through these private consultations. Well, Kirk, as we move forward, you talk to people all over the country as it regards your business. What reports you're getting from around the country that people might find interesting?
Well, I think number one, I mean, the raising prices, you know, of food and other items that people need to survive that are not negotiable, you know, like heating oil and propane has seemed to be pretty, you know, consistent, which is nice. But now you see the government planning to attack anybody with a gas, you know, stove, especially in the cities. And this is all about driving people, you know, to the electric grid, which can be completely controlled, you know, by the controllers, as we've seen. I mean, not to mention the new smart meters that tie in with that. And there's all kinds of angles there. So I think people are concerned. And many people, you know, I think feel trapped, you know, in an area where they, you know, maybe they don't have the funds to move or, you know, times are tough financially. And this is why it's so important to take advantage of some of the online earning opportunities. And the good ones really start with some education. there's so many opportunities for talented people to remain at home and make money online. You know, not only the creator economy, but you've also got online digital publishing where you don't have to have the kind of money that you used to have, you know, to create a book or a course, you know, that you could say so many low cost opportunities that if somebody has a will, I assure you there's a way to do it online. And this could be anywhere, you know, out of the gate from, you know, $500 extra a month all the way up to $5,000 or more, you know, per month. And I have a lot of friends that have done this and spouses of friends that have done this. And it's just a, you know, take advantage of all that there is. There's negatives to the digital economy, but there's positives too.
Absolutely. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing, it's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana. If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Kirk, this hour has flown by. We've covered a lot of territory, as usual. What comments do you want to leave our folks with this week, sir, before we get away?
Get prepared, folks, because, I mean, when it hits, it's going to hit. And I have a feeling, a strong feeling, that this economic, you know, waning that we've been hearing about is really going to accelerate, you know, in the next few weeks and months. So, you know, things are never going to be less expensive like they are now. So take advantage. Better to have the tools that you need than the money in the bank that only becomes devalued, you know, over time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, my friend Sam Andrews advises people every Monday to get their money out of the bank. These banks are kind of not as stable as we once thought, are they?
No, and I think they're, you know, really pointed and aligned against us, you know, in many, many ways. And again, one of those things that, you know, we think is a certain way and really isn't. And, you know, the new guidelines and regulations make it very easy for them to capture really everything that you have if they want to. And things go haywire, and they'll do it in a second.
That's right. That's right. Well, I want to thank you for being with us, Kirk. It was a great hour. We look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
Appreciate you, John. God bless.
Okay. All right. We've got top of the hour break coming up here. Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I like to refer to him as a man with his brain on fire. Yes, indeed. Dr. Horowitz, I'm sure, is going to have some comments regarding the change of the protocols for commercial pilots and their EKG testing. Very scary stuff. Very scary, to say the least. But that's where we are. That's exactly where we are. And I just look forward to hearing from Dr. Horowitz and what he's got to say. It's always an education for me. I'm sure it's an education for most of you as well. Okay, and we'll wrap it up today with Tom Berryhill giving us updates on his challenges to manufacture the energy cleaner. And that's been a challenge also, dealing with the supply chain issues regarding computer chips, a worldwide supply charge. Ford Motor Company has had to cut back on some of their manufacturing due to lack of computer chips. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.